the law in Uganda is being publicly applauded by ordinary citizens, at least from what I have seen on social media. And a lot of people are saying, yeah, this is a law that we should also have in South Sudan. The problem with such attitude, in my view, is that this issue has not really come up for debate in South Sudan at all. It has never been seen as a problem because either public officials simply say homosexuality does not exist in our society, it is not an African culture, and or people simply say it doesn't exist because they don't know, most likely because people who are of that orientation are afraid to express it. So they do in secrecy, which is fine. And so in my view, I would say South Sudan does not need to have a law similar to that in Uganda and to that which is being debated in Kenya right now. One, because there is no indication that there are a lot of South Sudanese who are asking for allowance to engage in same-sex marriage. So it's like we shouldn't fix it if it is not broken, as it were.
Yes, this is a very interesting point you raise here. In South Sudan, of course, the country's constitution defines marriage in a clear traditional sense. Every person of marriageable age shall have the right to marry a person of the opposite sex and to start a family. So we can safely assume gay marriage is out of the question. But what about the existence of gay people in a society that is deeply conservative and some activists would even say homophobic?
Oh, that is the fact. That is the reality. South Sudanese, at least a lot of people in South Sudan would definitely be hostile to any homosexual person. Not just hostility in terms of denying them rights and so forth, but even violent hostility. And this is quite tragic because if people want to live whichever way they want to live and they are not hurting anyone, there shouldn't be such a volatile and hostile orientation towards them. And I think this is what is going to make the Uganda law become controversial. And perhaps even some people within South Sudan saying we should have such a law when in fact there is no need for it at the moment. I think it is very evident that there would be extreme hostility towards gay people if they ever try to express themselves publicly.
This development in South Sudan's immediate neighbor, Uganda, has gripped attention, not just in Uganda or the region, but here in the West as well. We have seen a lot of condemnation from rights activists, but we have seen very little in terms of analysis of the context and what political purpose does such a move serve.
No, I totally agree. Well, on the one hand, you have gay people in Uganda becoming more organized and becoming more visible so that there is an organization that represents them, an organization that worked to fight some of the discrimination against gays. And so they are more visible in Uganda on the political space than you would find them, say, in South Sudan. And so that is one issue, and it is that issue which now the Museveni government is saying we cannot allow. And my reading of it is that Museveni and others are influenced not just by what they call African culture, because there is nothing in African culture that says homosexuality is not allowed, but also by evangelical groups from the West who frequent Uganda. There is a lot of American evangelists presence in Uganda, whether through their support for charity organizations or multiple churches that have arisen. There is definitely a lot of Christian influence on the government of Uganda. The question then is this bill really meant to fight gays, or is it meant to endear Uganda to more conservative people around the world? I would say the latter, because there is really nothing that the gays have done to hurt Uganda to warrant such a vile attack on them.